commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Thankfulness is more a state of mind than an event that happens once a year like today. Maybe you know someone in your life who seems better off than you. They have a better job, a bigger paycheck, a larger house, or a fancier car, and yet they don't seem happy. You would think that you wouldn't be so sour if you were in their shoes, but maybe it's impossible to know for certain. You may also know someone who has less than you, but still seems sunny and content most of the time. Thankfulness isn't about what you have, it's about how you respond to it. It really is a matter of how you look at things. So maybe there is someone at work who's a difficult coworker. I know it's hard, but be thankful that they've shown you how you don't want to be. Maybe you see a neighbor with more material wealth than you. Well, be thankful if you've learned that stuff isn't necessarily the path to happiness. Many people who follow my blog or listen to my commentary are bitterly unhappy with the politics of our country these days. I know how I would feel if a new law or a government policy change caused me to lose my health insurance or pay a sharp premium increase. Well, be thankful that, although difficult, those things can be changed. The failings of current policies are opportunities to show how other ideas might be better. And I know there are many people who are still struggling in today's underperforming economy. It's particularly hard to be thankful if a part-time job or a pile of past due bills are your circumstance. You probably don't need advice from me about giving thanks this year. But I tell you that the way things are today isn't necessarily the way things will be in the future. So be thankful that things can and probably will get better. Those good things will be even sweeter when they arrive. I wish times were easier for many of the people I know, and I wish we didn't have to look as hard for the things that we'll give thanks for this year. Even in bad times, we're still surrounded by more blessings than we realize. And with that, I wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving.